And it's time to go Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, we want to talk about the game coming up on Sunday, but of course, the story this week for the Bills, the benching of quarterback Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, so more shocking, Taylor's benching, or that Da Vinci painting selling for nearly half $1 billion. I'm still going with the painting. Just like that particular Da Vinci, though, Taylor has been similarly hyped over questionable substance.
Whoa.
Which, come on, that's my segue masterpiece. I'm working.
That's good.
Despite the substance of really the lowest interception percentage in NFL history with 1,000 career attempts and consistently a solid passer rating, Taylor's biggest deficiency is also that conservative play in that it never really lent itself to competitive games in which the Bills needed a boost to come from behind. Think of in his Bills career, he's won less than 5 times in trailing in the fourth quarter. And his impact on the defense is likely also more significant than meets the eye, as the Bills offense is 28th in the league in time of possession and 29th in first downs. It's, of course, a misleading leap to blame Taylor for the Bills' defensive struggles, but the offense has been a contributing factor in not really doing their part to control play and balance that time of possession. So I'm guessing it's likely this type of offensive management that led McDermott to make the change in the hopes that it'll have wider-reaching implications on both sides of the ball. So we shall see, I suppose.
All right, we've got to get into the implications, like you just said right there. But maybe, first of all, just to talk about what we can expect out of Nathan Peterman.
Well, sticking with Taylor for a moment, though, benching him is certainly a risk. And like I've said it before, I'll say it again. Even with Taylor, this is not a championship contending football team. So if you're not competing for a championship, you're either trying to build toward one or you're treading water. And with aggressive changes, it's clear the Bills, they're trying to build something in seeing what they have, particularly before next year's draft, which looks really quarterback heavy. And as much as it might pain Bills to take this kind of a big risk in a year when it looks like they still have a shot to escape the long playoffless winter. Latest move shows that the new regime, they're going all in to build something bigger. Might work, might not, but no one can accuse them of treading water. And as for Peterman, history says to temper your expectations. Backup quarterback in Buffalo is often the most popular guy in town, but quarterbacks taken after the third round really have a poor record of success in the modern draft era. Of course, plenty of exceptions, but statistics are not in Peterman's favor. But what I expect this week is conservative game plan designed for predominantly safe short yardage plays to grind out first downs in a way that reclaims that line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Peterman's biggest strength coming out of college is a lightning quick release. If he can utilize that to put together a safe intermediate passing game, should do wonders to open up the defense for LeSean McCoy. Big if, of course, but something that Taylor just wasn't able to do in the new Bills system this year. So I guess we're going to see if Peterman can do any better.
All right. So with all that being stated, there's a game on Sunday against the Chargers. How do you see that matchup?
Yeah, the Chargers are 3-6, but 4 of those losses, 3 points or less. So Bills fans should be careful if they look at that record and see a pushover. As I mentioned in other games, never easy for teams to travel across the country. This change in routine and travel almost always gives the home team an advantage. But one odd element of this game that might work against the Chargers is the bizarre stadium situation. They play in a 27,000-seat stadium that they struggle to sell out and often see more opposing teams than their own fans. Fans of the opposing team. And based on how Bills fans travel, I could see a surprising boost from the crowd. And onto the field, start with the Bills offense. Not going to be an easy first test for Nathan Peterman, as the Chargers rank 10th best with pass defense in the league. But if he can play conservatively, this is a game where LeSean McCoy should step up, as the Chargers have the second worst run defense, which should create plenty of opportunities for Buffalo. And as for the Bills defense, I think we need another like 10 minutes to get into their recent deficiencies. Two abysmal games recently for them in which they looked like a completely different team. They need a bounce back in the worst way, and it's unknown whether or not they're going to face all-pro Philip Rivers, who's questionable with an injury, or perennial backup Kellen Clemens. That'll be a big difference. But at the end of the day, their tackling needs to be better. They have to figure out a way to pressure the quarterback, something that's been desperately lacking in the last few games. We'll see if they're up to that task. So I guess with all that being said, this is one of the more unknown games of the season. Kind of feels like another opener with all these question marks. And hopefully it turns out to be a fun surprise for Bills fans come Sunday.
And if that's the case, we'll most certainly be talking about it Monday morning with you, Matt Sabuda. Thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
You got it.